WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
CBS News Brief. After an extensive series of tests, President Trump has been diagnosed with a vein condition. He'd noticed his legs had swelled. CBS News Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. John Lapook.
They ordered so many tests because they were concerned, I think, about, well, what are their other causes of swelling of the legs.
The House will be voting on a bill that would, among other things, rescind federal funding for public broadcasting. CBS's Nicole Killian is following the action tonight on Capitol Hill.
That would impact more specifically local stations that are PBS affiliated, as well as with NPR.
Democrats continue to hammer the president on the Jeffrey Epstein files. Here's Arizona Senator Ruben Gallego.
Trump is straight up gaslighting the American public. Does he think the American people are that dumb? Did he really think the American people would not forget what he had said for years on the campaign trail?
The Justice Department has said it will not be releasing any other Epstein-related files. CBS News Brief, I'm Christopher Cruz.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. The National Weather Service is investigating at least 10 possible tornadoes yesterday, mostly in southwestern Wisconsin, but as far east as the Watertown area. Meanwhile, the state is joining yet another lawsuit against the Trump administration, this time over education funding. Attorney General Josh Call says the move includes 23 other states. The lawsuit argues that the Trump administration withholding more than $6 billion for schools and adult education programs is illegal and unconstitutional. Wisconsin was supposed to get about $72 million on July 1st. Instead, the state was notified on June 30th that money would not be coming. It was already authorized by Congress in a bill that was signed into law by President Donald Trump just 4 months ago. Superintendent Jill Underley says, quote, Wisconsin schools depend on these dollars to serve kids. Make no mistake, stopping this money has already harmed and will continue to harm our families and communities, end quote. Wisconsin's technical colleges are glad the state has joined this lawsuit. Joanne Krulatz reports.
The Wisconsin Technical College System supports Wisconsin joining the coalition of states suing the Trump administration to restore funding under the Adult Education and Family Literacy Act. Of the 34,000 students enrolled in adult education at Wisconsin's 16 technical colleges each year, over 17,000 depend on Adult Education and Family Literacy Act funding to access essential services through the technical colleges and community-based organizations. In the 2023-24 academic year alone, over 2,500 of these learners enrolled in post-secondary occupational programs at these colleges, programs that directly lead to career pathways and help meet the workforce needs of Wisconsin employers.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
An update on the Brewers' Sal Frelick. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers head to L.A. to play the Dodgers tomorrow night, but their starting right fielder and leadoff batter, Sal Frelick, may not be able to play. An MRI showed Frelick suffered a minor hamstring injury Sunday against the Nationals, but for now, he's day-to-day. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Hurt my heart, you know, like he's such a key cog in this whole thing. That just ruined my day.
NBA, the Bucks have re-signed backup center Chris Livingston to a one-year deal worth $2 million. That comes after losing Brook Lopez to the Clippers following seven seasons in Milwaukee.
You know, free agency came. Everything happened pretty fast, but looking at my options, I was just thrilled the Clippers reached out. They've been a great team quite a while now, you know, and there's just, you know, a great chance to win a championship here.
The Bucks lost to the Bulls last night 102-98 to close out their summer league schedule. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars, a few clouds around in the overnight, a light north to northeast wind. Morning low temperatures in the upper 50s to lower 60s. For Friday, though, quite a bit of sunshine. High temperatures in the lower to middle 70s. A few showers and storms Friday night. It's 66 at our studios.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Joining me this week is my dear friend and Green Bay Public School Board member Laura McCoy to talk about how public education is funded.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Folks just deserve a little bit better than the usual promises that they're getting. But our members of Congress, two of them from here in Wisconsin, recently signed a letter to Canada and said, Canada, you're on fire. You need to do something about this, which is really not necessarily the best course of action when your neighbor's house is burning down is to send a letter complaining about the smoke.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who loves to watch true crime, but only if it's shoplifting, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Missed you guys. But thanks for being here for Act Two. Great show here tonight, folks. Lots of fun on Nightlight. My guest currently is Paul Vandenplas. He is the founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin, which you can follow on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. It will make you love our state even more than you already do because he loves our state. And we will get back to Paul in just a minute. We have at 7:35, Jason Mansmith will be here. He's the marketing director of the Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake. They have some great shows coming up. Jason also hosts a show here on Civic Media. We'll talk about that. And our question of the night is, what is your least favorite movie genre? And I thought about this last night because... what's the movie called again? Heads of State, right?
Head of State.
John Cena and Idris Elba. Love Idris Elba. Tolerate John Cena. I think he's a little overexposed at the moment, but the movie looks so stupid. And you know what you're getting. The comedy in action comedy is never that funny, and the action is lame because there's nobody's ever really in any danger. It's kind of a waste. It's a waste of time.
You know, I will say, so you're talking earlier saying, well, they never get shot.
Yeah.
The big twist at the end, guess what?
Please tell me one of them dies.
No, but he does get shot with an arrow through the shoulder.
Okay, so what? You know what I mean? Like, I love Reacher. I love the Reacher TV show. But the end of season two, was it Reacher? Yeah, there was this ridiculous shootout where, like, I know the guy's big, but if he's 20 feet away and 1,000 bullets are being fired at him, he's going to get shot. I have no tolerance for stuff like that. Conrad's genre that he could do without is horror. And our guest, Paul Vandenplas, it says Seth Rogen.
Yes.
It's his least favorite movie genre. That's maybe my favorite answer of the whole week. So there you go. Let us know what your least favorite movie genre is. We'll read your text on the radio. That sounds like a great deal. It's free. And who knows? Maybe you could become, maybe your text will make you an influencer like our current guest, Paul. I don't even know what that's like. I have no idea what it's like to have 70,000 people hanging on your every word. That must be cool.
It's weird. It's very weird.
Do you ever do that? You ever go, why are they listening to me?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And it's weird too, working with brands, you know? So yeah. It's like, they actually know who I am.
That is so great. I'm so happy for you. That's so great. So tell us about, all right, Wonderfully Wisconsin. I've told you where you can follow it. You have, you're doing some really cool stuff too. You've got a burger tour. Tell us about that.
Well, I'm determined. I've been seeing over the last couple of years, I think it's the Wisconsin Beef Council does a competition every year where it's like, they just have everybody vote on it. And then it's like the top 10 vote getters, then they go and taste them and then they award a best burger.
Yeah.
And you know, I saw that and I'm like, that's kind of a really lame way to award a best burger. Like you need to get out and try places. So I've determined If it takes me a year and a half or 2 years, I'm going to try at least 100 burger places around the state of Wisconsin, and I'll just crown a winner. It doesn't matter.
That's doable in 2 years, right?
Yeah, I think so.
That's like a burger every, 2 weeks? Or
yeah, roughly.
Okay. Oh, you could do that in your sleep.
Absolutely.
So what about Appleton? Like, you live in Appleton. What's a good burger place that we might not have heard about, or a place you like?
A Home Burger Bar on College Avenue is a fantastic spot for a burger. One of my favorite, like, real hidden gem ones is Northland Pub. Fantastic burgers and really? Tater tots there. Unbelievable. Wow. I don't know what they do to them. They're very
good. The tater tot is kind of a lost art, right?
Yeah.
Why don't more places have tater tots?
I don't know.
They should. Give me a tater tot over potato salad any day of the week as a side. Come on.
Absolutely.
Do you ever get, do you hope you get to the point where, like, when you walk into a place, people are like, oh God, that guy's here. Shape up!
I've gotten to a couple places where they know me, and it's, it's still odd.
That's so cool. All right, let's talk about the burger. I'm back and forth on this. You know, I used to like gourmet buns. Now, give me a butternut or a Wonder Bread bun that's small and doesn't take the taste away from what's between the bread. Does that make any sense? Do you have a certain bun you like on your hamburger?
No, it's just more or less like you have to have a bun. A bun is almost as important as the burger patty itself, that it's like it really needs to fit with what you're doing with that burger.
And what kind of burger, what are you going for? Do you like the bison burger? Like right down the street here at Hagermeister, they have an elk burger I've had that's pretty good.
God, I got to get to Hagermeister.
So like, yeah, they have good food. It's great bar food. Do you have a, or is it like, do you like the ground chuck, ground sirloin? You like a rare? How do you go for your burger?
I like my stuff. You have to have a pretty fatty burger to do it properly. And especially in Wisconsin, we do like smash burgers where they're pretty thin. So you have to have a high fat content for that. But I like my stuff like rare or medium rare.
I don't mean to put you on the spot here. You're kind of an everyman. So I know you didn't like go to culinary school, or maybe you did. But what is a smash burger? That word is all over the place now. And I kind of just nod and pretend I know what it is when I'm talking to the waitress. But what is technically a smash burger?
Typically, they do those on a griddle.
Okay.
And so, because a regular hamburger patty, you know, will be pretty sizable sometimes.
Yeah.
So all they're doing is they're taking like a spatula or a tool designed, I don't know what it would be, and they'll smash it down, and usually that gets a really good sear on it and locks in some of the fat and juices.
And you said it's thin.
Yeah, they're typically pretty thin.
Oh, that's interesting. You did another post today. I love this on Facebook regarding cheese curds. Fried or fresh? Where are you? Because I think you were about 50% last time I checked.
It was pretty close.
Yeah. Where are you at?
So I'm a fresh guy. I like calling them raw. You got to have the raw curds.
You're nodding.
I love fresh curds.
More than fried?
Yeah. When I get that squeak, I love it.
Yep. I don't know if I trust people like you guys.
Because you can get fried curds almost anywhere, but you can only get fresh curds in Wisconsin.
Is this what the poll is at? Is it literally at 50-50?
Oh, my God, it is.
On the nose.
So 50% chose correctly and 50% are wrong.
And you don't mind to take a stance on that either.
No,
you're like, okay.
No, it's all in fun.
I just voted for fresh, so now it's 52.
Well, I'm going to vote for fried. Thank you, Conrad. Here you go. Fried. What do you think about that? 50-50. Okay. You know what I think? And I'm not an expert, but if I could just give you some advice on your social media platforms, you know what I think you should do? Get political.
No, thank you.
Who doesn't love burgers? Both sides of the aisle. That could be very... All right, let's talk about Kringle, Paul, because you did something recently about Kringle.
Sure.
You posted that you maybe your favorite Kringle. That's a Wisconsin food. We got burgers, which was... The hamburger was created here, right?
Yes.
In Shawano?
In Seymour.
Seymour, right. Yeah. That's it. And then we just talked cheese curds. So now Kringle. Tell us about Kringle.
Well, Kringle is the state pastry of Wisconsin, and if you've never had one, just get one. You can get them. I think Festival carries Racine Kringle Company, so that's a good. You know, the first taste is free, kid. You know, kind of.
Yeah,
it's a real slippery slope.
Do you have? Have you ever had Uncle Mike's?
Uncle Mike's is fantastic, but I always like to say when I do Kringle content, people are like, oh, "Uncle Mike's is the best," and I always say. there's two different categories. You have traditional and non-traditional. Uncle yeah. Mike's is by far and away the best non-traditional Kringle. They're okay. insane. But sometimes they're a little sweet. They're a little much, you know, where it's like a traditional Kringle. Like in my house, we grew up and that was like a breakfast item. Like, here's a fresh Kringle and you have that for breakfast.
Yeah, I'm with you. I kind of think like Kringle, like Uncle Mike's compared to more traditional is like a Chicago deep dish compared to a regular pizza.
That is a great
comparison. I can eat like three bites of Uncle Mike's and then I'm either got to plan my day around if I eat more of it. I'm going to have to be laid up in a sugar coma.
Right.
Because my parents sometimes will bring it's got like pecans, frosting, there's cinnamon in there. And yep. It's insane, but it does taste good. You just can't eat a ton of it. So Kringle in Racine, is that where it started?
Yeah, I believe so. It's a Scandinavian pastry. And that area of the state, Racine specifically, is heavily Scandinavian. So yeah. That's where it comes from.
All right. Well, what's the Wisconsin food you haven't really kind of done a deep dive on that you'd like to, if there is one?
Booyah.
What is that? What's booyah?
So booyah is actually more specifically a Green Bay thing. Okay. So it is like a chicken noodle soup, but it's prepared slightly different.
Oh, like bouillabaisse? Is that where it comes from? Like the
well, it oh. it actually comes in. I think the Press Gazette here in town. A recent immigrant from Belgium went to put an ad for bouillon, and then said mispronounced it or misspelled it booyah. And so then the name has stuck. So it is a Belgian specific chicken noodle soup, if you will.
Wow. Okay. Well, you've got, you know, when you leave here tonight, you just mentioned Hagermeister. You go a little further down, it's the Heights. I had a burger there the other night. It was delicious.
Oh, I hear the Heights is
like
great.
A bourbon burger with blue cheese and grilled onions, dynamite stuff. You took a trip recently I want to bring it back to movies for a minute, to the Pacific Northwest.
Yep.
And I think I remember you posted from there, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So tell us about your trip and what did you discover about that area that I thought was kind of cool?
Well, it was absolutely beautiful, but I did a self-guided Goonies tour in Astoria, Oregon, which is right on the coast. So if you're, you know, about my age group, a millennial, you grew up with that movie and it's pretty iconic. So I got to drive around and see different scenes from the movie. And Astoria itself, if you're a history buff, it's the oldest established city west of the Mississippi.
Is that right?
Yes.
It's a beautiful area.
It's incredible.
Stunning. How does the self tour work though? Do they give you headphones or something?
No, it's kind of what I do here is just like, I just looked up the locations and then put everything down and then just went and visited the different locations on my own.
Were you by yourself or did you?
No, I went with my parents.
Oh, okay.
So that it was cool for them too, because, you know, I grew up watching a lot of Goonies in my house. And so they also watched a lot of Goonies. So it was neat for them to see it as well.
That's great fun with the parents. All right. So you post about Wisconsin. Where are you off to next? What can people look forward to if they follow you on Facebook tonight or TikTok or Instagram? What do you have coming up?
I'm going to be getting back down to the Milwaukee area, knocking out some content down there. Maybe some more La Crosse, Eau Claire, Driftless region. I do next week. I'm going to be doing some more out of state stuff. So I'm actually going to be going to the Black Hills.
Okay.
And doing some really neat stuff out in the Black Hills. Cause that's another area that's not really, people know Mount Rushmore and that's it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, there's a lot of history and it's just really cool out there.
We got to think of a name for South Dakota though. You got wonderfully Wisconsin sort of.
Yeah.
Snuggly South Dakota. That's terrible. No, I'm not the guy to talk to about that. Would you want to do this full time? You said you have a full time gig. Do you see a point where you can get to do this where you're like, I'm just going to focus on this now?
I would love to. I think that's the plan. I luckily work for a pretty large company and they actually just had a social media manager position open, but they're looking for business experience, a degree. Okay, I don't have either one of those.
Who wants to go out and eat hamburgers. Over the next two years.
It's one of those. It's like, well, I do have, I work with large brands. I do, so it's like I have that in my corner. But I think eventually I would like to do it.
That's fantastic. Well, you're on your way for sure. Can we keep you for a few more minutes?
Of course.
All right. Now, Paul's going to stick around for one more segment. It's a short segment, but we're going to give him a quiz. It's Conrad's curd or turd quiz. I know that sounds appetizing, but we'll do that with Paul next, and we'll read some of your texts. This is Pete Schwabba. You've got the Civic Media Radio Network.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The big Brutal Bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. The Todd Albaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic. On the table. Kaylee High from Staley Boyd High School. What's the line of bird?
So this breed, is breed. Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here? Does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes.
Or...
Yeah,
really?
Much. Yeah, basically.
It's a postmenopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on waukradio.com/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back tonight, buddy. I'm Pete Schwabba. It is Thursday night in the state of Wisconsin. Have we heard any weather stuff, Conrad? Have we heard any tornado issues or anything like that?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
But it looks nice outside, so.
Okay. Conrad is our resident meteorologist. Our question of the night, folks, is what is your least favorite movie genre? Dave on the stream, I think he was giving his popcorn pick, but he said Punch Drunk Love. So unless that's its own genre, that could work too.
That's an Adam Sandler movie?
That's an Adam Sandler movie, yeah. Thank you, Dave, as always. CJ from Stoughton says, once again, oh no, that's not for us. Bridget from the 818 says, horror films, too stressful. I hate to be scared.
Agree.
No doubt about that from Bridget. Thank you, Bridget. From the 920, John from Oshkosh says, romance is the worst. Unrealistic expectations for all involved. That's true. Rarely do people have romance movie sex. Can I get an amen from somebody in the studio here? Yeah. You never put your knee on someone's hair accidentally. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids, he's in the 608, says unnecessary blood and gore. For example, the Saw movies. I hate them. I am so with you, Tyler. I cannot watch those movies. The Saw, it just, they're awful movies. They're just terrible. John from Oshkosh also says Peanut Butter Falcon, one of my faves. Look at you, dude. Paul Vanderplas. He's got it. Wonderfully Wisconsin's Paul Vanderplas. He's going to take our I'm not even going to take any ownership in this. It's Conrad's turd or curd quiz. So we're going to give that to Paul. Tom from New Berlin says, Pete, the 4th of July scene in Sandlot. Yes, it shows our upbringing. And that's why we all find a love of movies. Could not agree more, Tom. Thank you, buddy. As always, great text. Okay, so Paul Vandenplaus is here. He's the founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin, which you can follow on Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram. This thing has taken off. 1 year, you got 70,000 followers. Is that right?
Yep.
That's incredible. I'm envious, and I will try. I'm going to try to siphon off a lot of your followers. I'm not going to lie to you, Paul. he's like, bring it. So we have a quiz here that Conrad put together. We thought this would be a fun theme quiz for Paul before we let him get out of here. This is Conrad's curd, which means true,
okay,
or turd, which means false quiz. And then we're going to retire the bathroom stuff forever on Nightlight. So here you go. You ready, Paul?
Absolutely.
All right. Wonderfully Wisconsin is taking our wonderful curd or turd quiz. Wisconsin produces more cheese than any other state in the U.S. Curd or turd?
Turd.
Way to go, Conrad. That's curd. I don't think that's right either. I thought California.
It's true.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Surprising.
What was your source on that?
Discover Wisconsin, actually.
Oh, all right. Oh. I believe those guys. Is that Logan Rogge?
It might be.
All right. Let's get him out here for a voucher. All right. Number two. The bratwurst was invented in Wisconsin. Curd or turd?
Turd.
Turd is correct. Okay. It was invented in, you know? Germany. Yeah, very well done. Okay. All right. Paul is one for two. That's a pretty good batting average for you Brewer fans. There are currently 99 craft breweries in Wisconsin. Curd or turd?
Turd.
That one's not getting by you, is it? You've probably
no. There's visited. 99 in Green Bay.
All right, he's 2 for 3. Fish fries are only popular in Wisconsin during the summer.
Oh, turd.
Oh, I misread that. I thought you meant of other states, but you mean in our state only in the summer. Yeah. Gotcha. All right. Well done. 3 for 4, buddy. Let's keep it going. Cranberries are one of Wisconsin's top agricultural crops. Curd or turd?
Curd.
Very well done. Paul is on a roll. Butterburgers originated in Madison, Wisconsin. Curd or turd?
Turd.
Correct. And then Conrad added a bonus points. Where did they originate? Kind of a tough one. I would not have guessed this, and I thought I knew.
That's why it's bonus.
Yeah. I can't. It starts with a W.
No, sorry.
Okay.
It's Solly's Grill near
Solly's.
Milwaukee.
Oh, Solly's.
I thought it was that other. Yeah, who cares? All right. Approximately. No, wait. What is? But that doesn't count against him. He's still 5 for 6.
Yeah. That was just bonus.
All right. Paul Vandenplaus, 5 for 6. Wonderfully Wisconsin, representing in the hizzy. Approximately 3 tons of cheese curds are eaten during the Cheese Curd Festival each year. Curd or turd?
We'll go with curd.
Curd is correct. Dude, you are crushing it. All right. Two final questions.
Yep.
Here we go. Wisconsin is the top producer of maple syrup in the United States. Is it curd or turd?
Turd.
How about a bonus here? Do you know know where it is the most?
Vermont?
Yeah. Well done. All right.
Wait, now you're back to perfect.
9 for 9 with the bonus, with the extra credit. Okay, last question. Colby cheese was invented in Wisconsin. Curd or turd?
Curd.
Where extra bonus points. You could be 11 for 10 if you get this right. Do you know what city it was invented in?
Would it be in Colby?
Oh, that was embarrassing. Conrad, I don't know how you're going to sleep tonight. I don't know. You know, it's a good thing you don't have a girlfriend because she might not let you in the house tonight. And I don't know that he might have a girlfriend. I don't know. Conrad and I don't get personal. So what do you think? Did he did okay?
He did great.
Did he do okay? All right. Paul, this is so much fun. Thank you, buddy. Keep it going. Right. Yeah. When you come back here, let's try to get you up to like 100,000. You think we could do that?
Oh, sure.
We've got 9 people listening right now. I think we're on our way. No, there's a lot more people. Follow Paul on Wonderfully Wisconsin, folks. Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram. He does great work. He makes living in Wisconsin, he makes you feel, you're already proud, but prouder, and realize how fun it is here, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Give him a follow. Great to have you here, buddy. We'll do it again soon.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. When we come back, Jason Mansmith, the marketing director of the Thrasher Opera House, will be here. We're going to talk about some upcoming events. and his show here on Civic Media. That'll be fun, and we'll read Jameson's text and Monica's. That's coming up next. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Just another night, another vision of love. You feel joy, you feel pain, cause nothing will be the same. Just another night, it's all that it takes to understand the difference between lovers and fakes. So baby, I talk, talk, I talk to you in the night, in your dream of love so true. I talk, talk, I talk to you.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
CBS News Brief. After an extensive series of tests, President Trump has been diagnosed with a vein condition. He'd noticed his legs had swelled. CBS News Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. John LaPook.
They ordered so many tests because they were concerned, I think, about, well, what are their other causes of swelling of the legs.
The House will be voting on a bill that would, among other things, rescind federal funding for public broadcasting. CBS's Nicole Killian is following the action tonight on Capitol Hill.
That would impact more specifically local stations that are PBS affiliated, as well as with NPR.
Democrats continue to hammer the president on the Jeffrey Epstein files. Here's Arizona Senator Ruben Gallego.
Trump is straight up gaslighting the American public. Does he think the American people are that dumb? Did he really think the American people would not forget what he had said for years on the campaign trail?
The Justice Department has said it will not be releasing any other Epstein-related files. CBS News Brief, I'm Christopher Cruz.
An update on the Brewers' Sal Frelick. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers head to L.A. to play the Dodgers tomorrow night, but their starting right fielder and leadoff batter, Sal Frelick, may not be able to play. An MRI showed Frelick suffered a minor hamstring injury Sunday against the Nationals, but for now, he's day-to-day. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Hurt my heart, you know, like he's such a key cog in this whole thing. That just ruined my day.
NBA, the Bucks have re-signed backup center Chris Livingston to a one-year deal worth $2 million. That comes after losing Brooke Lopez to the Clippers following seven seasons in Milwaukee.
You know, free agency came. Everything happened pretty fast, but looking at my options, I was just thrilled the Clippers reached out. They've been a great team quite a while now, you know, and there's just, you know, a great chance to win a championship here.
The Bucks lost to the Bulls last night 102-98 to close out their summer league schedule. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. George Wendt passed away May 20th at the age of 76. Wendt played Norm on Cheers for all 11 seasons of the show. His co-star, Rhea Perlman, who played Carla on the show, told the New York Post recently his passing was the saddest thing ever. Perlman and Wendt were both part of a Cheers reunion at the 2024 Emmys. The actress says none of her or her fellow Cheers castmates thought Wendt was that sick, adding that she didn't even think Wendt thought he was sick. Perlman's new show, Too Much, can be seen on Netflix. Yes, there are probably too many sequels and franchise movies coming out of Hollywood. Every once in a while, though, you see one that catches your eye and you think it's really cool. Such is the case for yours truly and a new movie from the Dr. Seuss world based on the book Oh, the Places You'll Go. Warner Brothers has announced the new animated film will feature the voices of Josh Gad and Ariana Grande. Oh, the Places You'll Go was the last book published by Dr. Seuss, who passed away in 1990. A release date on the movie has been announced. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars, a few clouds around in the overnight, a light north to northeast wind. Morning low temperatures in the upper 50s to lower 60s. For Friday, though, quite a bit of sunshine. High temperatures in the lower to middle 70s. A few showers and storms Friday night. It's 66 at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Trump is again trying to have it both ways on agricultural workers. He says they're working on, quote, a temporary pass where the farmer can have a little control as opposed to you walk in and take everybody away. He's describing feudalism, where the people who work the land are more under direct control of the land owners rather than the rule of law. He wants the vassals. He wants the lords. He wants the peasants.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I review the record on the conspiracy theories in Pizzagate from QAnon and MAGA and reveal Donald Trump's deep hypocrisy in this moment about pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, and I am Pete Schwabba. It is great to have you here with us on this Tuesday night as we talk about all the things we love about life. Movies. Pardon?
It's not Tuesday. You know, it's the...
Did I say Tuesday?
Christmas Eve of weekdays.
That's like not even an Advent. Did I say Tuesday?
You're talking about December 4th now.
I'm having a really long week. This is insane. Either way, I'm glad you're here, folks. It's great to have you. Our question of the night is, what is your least favorite movie genre? You still have some time to get in on the fun, and I will read your text on the radio. How cool is that? Monica Hale posted on social media. We post our question on Facebook every day. She says, romance. It's all lies. By the way, I guess I'm in the minority, but I thought 28 Years Later was one of the worst movies I've ever seen. Really, Monica? She says, I wondered why Ralph Fiennes was in the crap fest. Had I not been on vacation, 100 degrees out, and some of my plans that day didn't work out, I would have walked out. I absolutely loved the ending. If only the rest of the movie was like that. That is crazy. That is pure hatred for a movie. If you loved the ending. Wow, I'm fascinated by that text. That's outstanding, Monica. Thank you. We'll get to some more of your texts in just a minute, but I don't want to keep our guest waiting because I'm very excited to have this guy back on the show. He hosts a new show here on Civic Media, so that's kind of fun. We'll talk about that. It's on WRPN from 3 to 5 p.m. On weekday afternoons called Great Day. He is also the marketing director of the Thrasher Opera House, the very cool Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake, Wisconsin. Mr. Jason Mansmith. Hey, buddy.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Thanks, good. How are
so
you?
Much for having, I'm doing good, man. Thanks so much for having me. Hello to Conrad as well, man. Certainly do appreciate the time today.
Pleasure is all ours. First of all, I have to ask you, Jason, I know you run a theater and all that kind of stuff, but do you have a least favorite movie genre?
Well, I was thinking about this as I was kind of listening. I'm not a big fan of rom-coms, right? Yeah. I'm not a big fan of those or any movie where a dog dies, right? I'm not.
Do they not still do that? I can't remember the last time I saw something. You can kill people by the thousands, but if you kill an animal in a movie, you're in big trouble.
Yeah. You know, Marley and Me, not good for me. Fox and the Hound, not good for me. Old Yeller, not good for me.
So, that's a great answer. All right. Yeah, fantastic. So
difficult. For
I
sure.
think the pet killing is a new genre that nobody's a fan of. Hey, before we find out what's coming up at Thrasher, tell us about your show. I think it's so cool that you're part of Civic Media now. Tell us all about Great Day.
Yeah, well, we became a part of the Civic Media team here, you know, a couple of months back, and so glad to be along with it. But I've been in the radio business for coming up on 30 years and kind of been with that station for almost 30 years as well. So I got the opportunity to host a great show, music show, each and every weekday afternoon from 3 until 5. We call it Great Day. Only positive stories, only uplifting stuff, right? We only want to have a good time. So that's why we call it Great Day, because, you know, even when the day isn't so great, we try to make it great.
That's the great that yeah, that's the attitude you got to have, right? I mean, that's kind of what I try to do here. Like, you figure people talk about politics all day or deal with work or traffic or arguments, whatever. You got to have an escape. And if you haven't, folks, check out Great Day on WRPN 3 to 5 every weekday. Wow, that's impressive.
Well, congrats. I like to call it the afternoon soundtrack you'll love. So.
All right. I love it. All right. Let's get to some stuff you have coming up at Thrasher. You have some great. First of all, for those listening, Jason, that might not have been to Thrasher before, tell us about it. And this is a really cool venue.
Yeah, so we were built in 1910. Thrasher Opera House was built by Charlie Thrasher, a great historic opera house that showed silent movies back in the day. It hosted vaudeville shows. And then after a while, we got some talking movies in here too. And then it went dormant for a bunch of years. And it was a boat storage facility. It was a sewing factory, man. Those kind of things. And then it went dormant again. And then some people had the great idea to kind of purchase the building and revive it and redo it and restore it. And we opened back up in 1997, and we did three shows in 1997. And as of last year, we did 89 events here in 2024. So it's been so great. It's a wonderfully sounding room. It's a comfortable room. We really love the experience people get when they get in this space.
And it's intimate too, right? Is it like 200 seats or something like that?
Yeah, small cap. If we sit you down, it's 200. If we stand you up, we can get 325 in there. But 200 is where we like to be. And it's the acoustics in the facility are unbelievable. I don't know how they made a building back in 1910 sound this amazing. Wow. I've been in a lot of places and seen a lot of different theaters. But the acoustic sounds here are something that new organizations and new theaters pay millions of dollars to figure out and study what we have here.
Well, that is something. Have you been? You haven't been there since 97, have you?
No, I've joined the team here in 2022.
Okay, perfect. All right, so let's talk about some shows coming up. I love the shows you book in there because, first of all, I got to start with Elvis. It says in person. How are you swinging that, Jason?
Actually, you know, I think it's a guy that looks pretty close to Elvis and sings a lot like Elvis, too, right? So
thin Elvis or heavy Elvis?
I think a little bit of, I think the thin Elvis, actually, right? Okay. So Matt Stone actually coming in this Saturday. I'd like to be able to get you a ticket, but it is sold out. It's been sold out for a couple of weeks here now. So we're looking forward to that. Great band that's with him as well. And we're looking forward to having people in on that coming up on Saturday. But yeah, unfortunately, that show is sold out. We can't get you in.
What about on the 18th, you've got Tom Rush. That's tomorrow. Yeah. Tell us about Tom Rush.
Well, Tom is kind of like the inspiring and the impact of the American music scene that dealt with folk music back in the 70s, and then the rock movement in the 70s and the Renaissance of the 80s and 90s. So he played with a bunch of great players. He opened doors for so many other great musicians like you've probably heard of, James Taylor or Jackson Browne or Joni Mitchell, right? Nice. So, Tom Rush has been, kind of shepherding those folks along the way when they got into their careers. But he's left a stamp on all kinds of generations of artists, and including Emmylou Harris and Tom Petty and Garth Brooks have all cited Tom as a major influence. And we're going to have him in Green Lake, Wisconsin.
That's great.
Coming up tomorrow night. Tickets, $45. You got less, 200 seats tops in there. It's going to be an amazing show, and we're looking forward to it.
And there's still tickets for that one available?
Yeah, you can get online to our website, thrasheropperahouse.com, or you can simply pick them up, grab them at the door too tomorrow. We'll have them available for you.
So do most of your acts, I assume they come from everywhere, but do you have most of your acts come from the Midwest or?
We actually go to a bunch of booking conferences each year, and we deal with agents across America. So wherever the route is able to go, we are able to bring them in, not only just in America, but globally as well. We bring a lot of bands in from the Scotland area, from the Irish, Ireland area, so we have really good relationships, and people love, our artists love coming here.
Oh, I bet.
They have a good time here. We treat them super well and treat them super nice, and they love coming back to us too.
My guest is Jason Mansmith. You can check out his show here on the Civic Media Radio Network on WRPN from 3 to 5 p.m. every weekday. It's called Great Day. Check it out. He is also the marketing director of the Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake, a little gem of a venue. that you should go see if you haven't. I will admit I have not been there. I'm excited. I know one of these days I'll get down there, but I love theaters, Jason, where it's intimate like that, where there's only 200 seats. You can't beat that.
No. It's a fantastic experience. And so I'll be honest with you, sometimes when you get to a show, right, you go through the process of purchasing your ticket, which not necessarily easy, right? There's all these fees that are added on top, right? Then you got to download this. You got to try to find your QR code when you get through the door, all that kind of stuff. Got to pay for parking, those things.
Right.
You don't get that here, right? Easy purchase price online, right? 5.5%. That's it. On the top of the ticket. So if you buy a $30 ticket, you're paying less than $32, right? Jeez. Free parking in and around the facility. No issues there whatsoever. And when you walk in the door, you don't have to worry about having your ticket with you or scanning this code or whatsoever. We look at the list. You give us your name. We check you off. You walk on in and have a good time.
That's fantastic. Right?
It's a super, a personal experience. We love to get, we'd love to know our guests so much. And, we try to keep it really personal here too.
So, all right. I don't know if you know this, Jason. I would say about 95% of my listeners are big time Swifties. So I'm sure they'll want to hear who you have coming in.
Well, we really don't have anybody coming in, but we're going to be playing that. We're doing a great event coming up on the 14th of August, starting at 6 p.m. We get a lot of requests from people at other shows who just want to come to Thrasher Opera House to dance one time.
Oh.
Right? They just want to have a dance club night. And, we're all about bringing the community together to celebrate the arts. And we thought, why not? Let's do it. Let's, flip the script a little bit on what Thrasher Opera House is. We'll set up the room like a club. And we'll play a lot of Taylor Swift music that night because, that's generational, right? We can bring the kids along. We can bring mom and dad along. We can bring grandma and grandpa along, great grandma and grandpa, whatever. It's going to be a good environment. No cost to get in. Absolutely free. Yeah, absolutely free. And we're going to have a great time. Music playing all night, cool lighting, all those kind of things. And people can come on and just check it out on our website. We ask that you RSVP, but if you don't, that's fine too. Just get through the door. We want to make this place as open and available to anybody in the community to come on in here and do that. And that's one of the things we also take a real pride in is outreach that we do here.
Yeah.
We realize that some people maybe can't make it to our facility, right? But they still should get that really important arts enriched kind of experience. So we like to take it out to them too. We'll visit to various facilities or maybe to assisted living facilities or people who have some barriers, right? We'll go visit their workplaces and kind of bring this stuff to them because, music can change lives. Music can, put a smile on someone's face who hasn't smiled for a long time.
That's right? Fantastic.
And we love doing that. And we love getting kids on in this place too to learn about music. We had a group earlier this year, they played bluegrass music and we brought a bunch of third, fourth, fifth, and sixth graders in from Green Lake. They had the best time. They didn't know what bluegrass was before they got on in pretty much. Right. But they had a great time learning how bluegrass music was played. And it was such a fun experience. So we love doing outreach here.
I love that you're so part of the community there and your mission. It's so great. I want to ask you about two shows in particular. One, sadly, the first death from COVID that I had heard of was John Prine. It was a horrible tragedy. He had some medical complications before that. He was somewhat compromised, but still touring. One of my favorite songwriters, John Prine, you have a tribute coming up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we are looking forward to this show. It is called Morning Train, a tribute to John Prine. It's coming up on August 23rd, 7:30 p.m. And this particular tribute features a lot of musicians in and around the Milwaukee area, right? So people that are in Chicken Wire Empire and Funk Club Wagon, another one, Midnight Hound, they all get together and they come on out and do this great Prine experience show. So I got all those songs filled with the wit and the warmth and the wisdom of Prine, right? And, and not necessarily the hits always, too, the deep cuts that go in there, too. And we just know that the storyteller that he was in those songs. So we're really looking forward to it. It's been really well received, and tickets are going quick on that one. So I would encourage you to check that out because it's going to be
awesome.
A fun night for sure.
Let's pick up there. We're going to do a really short break, and we'll have a couple more minutes with Jason when we come back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
as Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped four seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Jenna Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Matt Nair on air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I've been trying to learn sheepshead for 40 years. My father-in-law is still a card counter, knows what everybody has. It is so easy to go, oh gosh, I still don't know who the partner is. And is that a trump card or is it not? And so I'm still asking myself all these questions while they're busy taking all of my nickels. The one thing that got me where they allow me to play is getting the app. For all the technology that's out there, that is one of the positive notes.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tomorrow night on Nightlight, Hank Scott from 12 Tribe Cigars will be here at 6:35. He's a friend of one of our sponsors, our pal Norm Kopeski. They work together. We'll have a little cigar talk at 6:35. And then it's a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr, our Wisconsin music expert, will be here to celebrate Wisconsin music artists and talk a little bit about her show, Max Inc. Radio. That's tomorrow night at 7:35, a bar band Friday night. Going to the text line here, we got a couple texts we got to finish up here before we get out of here. Jameson, I am sorry I missed this text earlier. Jameson texted us when Paul was still on, and he said, don't wuss out. Do the burger in a year. Jameson wants Paul Vandenplaus to eat 100 burgers in a year. And he said, and write a blog on each. Jameson's kind of bossy.
That's a lot of burgers in one year.
That's a lot of burgers, especially for a guy with a wife and kids who has more to his life than just eating burgers. Jameson says, also no tater tots, cheese fries only, or disco, which is cheese and beef gravy. I've never heard of that.
That's interesting.
Disco fries? It just seems immoral. Thank you, Jameson. Sorry we didn't see that earlier. Brian from Green Bay says, silent movies, worse genre, messes with my volume. All right, fair enough. Luckily, you're modern day. You don't have to watch silent movies. Thank you, Brian. Jameson also says, for you, no need... don't know if I should read that or not. Conrad, I need approval on that text from Jameson. From the 414, Christine from Slinger says, gory movies, but I love suspense. Christine, I am with you. I love to be scared. I love a good jump scare, but I don't need the gore. I can do horror movies if we're just scared. But I don't need the gore either. Janet from social media says, graphic horror. But I should clarify, I'm fascinated by horror films and how they're made. So I watch YouTubes, for instance, Suspiria, but I can't sit through a whole movie. Oh, that's a really interesting text. She's fascinated by how they're made, but doesn't want to watch them. Thank you, Janet. That's great. We have a few more minutes here with our guest from the Thrasher Opera House. He's the marketing director there. Jason Mansmith is with us over the stream. He is also, he has his own show here on Civic Media that you can check out every weekday from 3 to 5 p.m. on WRPN. It's called Great Day. So give it a listen and let Jason knock your socks off. So, buddy, I have to ask you. Let's, where was I going to go? Pat McCurdy. Pat McCurdy, yeah. You put me in touch with Pat. I remember seeing Pat when I was a stand-up in Chicago in the 90s. A bunch of us would go watch Pat McCurdy, I think at the Roxy, but I might have the venue wrong. But he was so much fun, and I was so surprised and happy that he's still touring three decades later, 25 years later, whatever it is. Tell us about Pat McCurdy.
Yeah, so we're super excited to have him coming in on Friday, September the 5th for a show. It's going to be an outdoor show, and we're doing it right on the shores of Green Lake. It's going to be a good time, and obviously, you know, Pat brings a certain type of song and humor to his show. The Pat heads are real. They follow around greatly, and we're really excited to have him come back. He was actually one of our I was looking through our archives. He was one of our COVID shows too, like when we had like audiences of 20 people or so. He came in and did a show here too for us. So it's nice to have him back. We'll have a full, you know, audience for him outside. Plus, you're going to be on the shores of Green Lake watching a great show. And sunsets in the west as you're looking into it. It's going to be such a good time.
And it's so easy to get. What are you like 15 miles west of Fond du Lac or something like that? Piece of cake, right?
It doesn't take long. Yeah, it doesn't take long. 30 minutes from Oshkosh, 25 from Fond du Lac. You know, we're about an hour from Green Bay, Milwaukee, and Madison, right in the, you know, the heart of it all.
And it's absolutely beautiful. I was there years and years ago, and I will make it down there one of these times. But that sounds like a great show. Check out Pat McCurdy, folks. Check out, you've got a John Prine show. You've got a Taylor Swift dance party. And Elvis in a couple nights, and Tom Rush tomorrow. That sounds fun too.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a good one. We'd love to have you come on in here and check it out. ThrasherOperaHouse.com for tickets and information. But we've got a whole bunch of other shows already kicking into 2026 that we've got on our site too. So if you're looking for anything, holiday shows, we already got those in the mix too. So you know, it's never too early to start. You know, thinking about Christmas. Oh, I heard you talking about it earlier.
So. That must be fun, like a Christmas show at this cool little theater in Green Lake. Let me ask you this, Jason. I love old theaters. Do you ever have moments where you're alone in the theater and no one else is there and it's dark and you can see the stage and it's silent? That is kind of a magic, isn't it?
Oh, it's the best, right? You like when our offices are located directly to the north of the theater, right? So we have a door that connects the two. But the moment you open that door, it just feels different, right? And I always like to say hello to Charlie every time I walk in there, because we got to say, you know, hey to Charlie Thrasher, because he's the dude who built it. And, you know, it's always good to be have him around. And you know, there's things that happen here too, right? So, but
you can tell us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. People definitely have felt it and seen it. So, but it's a neat vibe, and there's nothing better than at the end of the night, just kind of sitting there and taking it all in and just remembering all the people that have been through there and all the memories that were made. Right. It's, you want to start kicking your thoughts in gear, man. Just sit there for a bit and just think of all the people that have sat in those chairs and performers who've been on that stage, and it's awesome that we've been able to bring joy to so many people for so many years.
And a lot more to come. That's so great. Yeah, thank you so much, buddy. It was great talking to you and reconnecting. You Let's do this more often. I love talking about the shows you put together. They're just great. And I wish you luck and good luck with the show. Tell me the name again. Great Day.
Great Day, yeah.
Good luck with Great Day. Give Jason a listen, and we'll do it again soon. Have a great night, Jason.
Thanks so much, Pete. Appreciate it. Thanks, Conrad.
You got it. Christine from Slinger getting in under the wire from the 414. She says, great movie. One of the best is Dragonfly with Kevin Costner. Beautiful suspense story. That's another one I haven't seen. I'm making a note of that, Christine. That's awesome. Thank you, everybody, for contributing to the show tonight. So much more fun when you guys are part of things. Thanks for your texts and calls. Thank you to Paul Vandenplaus from Wonderfully Wisconsin. Give him a follow and check out the Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake. Thanks to Jason Mansmith for being here. Conrad, on behalf of the lovable producer Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba saying goodnight, Wisconsin.
I'm sure he'd kick an ass or two. That's what blind boys want to do. I want this bee chip out of me. It has stunted my vocabulary. And I just want my mom to stop fighting everyone. Or Wendy, I'll be an activist too.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by ZipRecruiter.
I'm Christopher Cruz. CBS has just announced it's ending The Late Show with Stephen Colbert next May.
The company says it will retire The Late Show franchise and calls it purely a financial decision. Colbert broke the news to the audience during Thursday's taping.
Before we start the show, I want to let you know something that I found out just last night. Next year will be our last season. The network will be ending The Late Show in May. And yeah, I share your feelings.
Colbert has been at the helm of the show since 2015 and is the dominant leader in the late night ratings race.
I'm not being replaced. This is all just going away.
Matt Piper, and CBS News, New York.
The House is scheduled to begin voting at this hour on a bill that would claw back $9 billion in already approved spending. A well-known aid organization would really feel the effect.